Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Tina says, don't talk to me like I am deaf and dumb. We've broken down and broken up so much that I am numb. Talk about, don't shout about the people we've become. There's a little girl who's crying over here. Michael says, don't shout at me like I was born a fool.
Owes so much to the families we serve, families experiencing profound loss. We ask for your continued presence as we strive to go above and beyond in telling their loved ones' stories and providing the respect, care, and dignity they deserve. Lord, we are grateful for this new facility and the resources it will provide, enabling us to serve with excellence and compassion.
I don't always... not even often, share with you invocation, because invocation is like a formality of a lot of events, right? But I thought that the invocation yesterday at the District 1 Medical Examiner facility groundbreaking was so, it wasn't just that it was, he's a staff member. His name is Stephen Caudill. I hope I'm saying his last name right. It wasn't just that it was a good prayer. It was a prayer that I thought reflected the sense of duty and mission and significance of the work that they do, which again, and part of the reason, you know, I'm focusing on this so much today is because I think this is a part of our law enforcement system and medical system that many people don't realize what it is, even though you've seen it on TV. You know, if you've seen autopsies or the morgue or the coroner, or, you know, you do know, but you don't think about how, you know, when that person testifies in court, that's what the ME does. Or when they figure out the cause of death, that it was a drug overdose and that they report those to the state. Or that, you know, it's a homicide and that they find the culprit. And, you know, like, preserving of evidence and building of a case and all of that kind of stuff. Like, these are all things that the ME does. And yet, the other part of it, the human part of it, the very important part, is that they're dealing with the loved ones, you know, people who have lost, and they want justice or closure or an explanation or something. And so these people do an incredibly important job. And right now they're doing it in, you know, like the professionalism equivalent of the mower shed out back. Like the facility right now is genuinely horrible. And it's been that way for a long, long time. And when Deanna Oleski was hired, she was promised a new facility. And rightly so, because she demanded. She said, if we're going to do our job properly, we need this. And then, and oh, yeah, sure, for real, we'll do it. And then, you know, 5 years later, finally, after a lot of trouble in between, an unreasonable amount of trouble in between. Anyway, so back to Stephen Caudill, because I want you to hear just the heart of the people that work at the ME's office reflected in this prayer and what they think about their job as being.
As we move forward, we ask for your wisdom and your blessing on this endeavor. May this facility be a place where your love and grace are felt in every interaction, where we uphold the values of truth, care, and respect for every individual who comes into our care. We ask this through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us how to love and serve others. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, like, I know Deanna really well. I know Dr. Oleski really well. I know a couple of other people in the office fairly well. I mean, I don't know Dan Shepler really well. He's the operations manager or director. And, you know, but everyone that I have met in her office is just like, these are great people. I mean, these are really, really great people. And to me, that's part of the testimony to her leadership, but also just that those are the kind of people that do this absolutely horrific job. I mean, genuinely horrific job of dealing with car crashes and infant deaths and, you know, elderly deaths and drug overdoses and all of the stuff that they have to deal with. And so now, you know, finally getting this done. Dr. Oleski.
My staff, resilient and dedicated, are the backbone of this mission. They are there for the families on the worst days of their lives, offering answers and closures. And despite the seemingly endless hurdles and adversity, they wake up every day and do it all over again.
Absolutely. As she's called him, I love she called him her ride or die.
Last but not least, I must recognize the incredible staff of the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office. You all are nothing short of extraordinary. In spite of difficult conditions and facing constant pressure, you continue to serve with unwavering dedication and professionalism. Your reputations may have been unfairly questioned, but you remain steadfast to the mission. You are my ride-or-die team. And this new facility will bring us together finally under one roof. Unified, stronger, and better equipped to fulfill our mission.
Yeah, and that unfairly questioned, I'll get to that in just a second. That is a key part of this story, right?
Lastly, I want to thank my family, and especially my husband, Francisco, a service-connected disabled combat veteran of the Iraq War, dedicated father, immensely patient husband. You have been my rock. You kept me upright when this job feels like it's consumed all of my energy and strength. Your dedication to our family has made everything I do possible, and I'm forever grateful.
Oh, man, absolutely. We'll come back to this in a second. Plus, it was the last public event for Senator Doug Broxson, who was crucial in getting the deal done and the funding put in place, not once but twice. And, you know, Alex Andrade, I know, gets a lot of credit for this as well. Don't want to forget to mention him, but we'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Got a tip in of a rollover crash on 85 right around the I-10 exit in Crestview. It's definitely heavily congested. Traffic is backing up, and they're recommending PJ Adams as an alternate route if able. Other than that, we're accident-free right now. Not seeing any backups or delays on I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. You know, I love Commissioner Chairman Sam Parker's comment about this being, he got roped into this and not even realizing how hard it was going to be when he was on the selection committee to hire Deanna Oleski almost five years ago.
The brief history is, you know, we went through a turnover and I got to sit with Miss Bowden's predecessor, Bill Edens, and he wrangled me into what I thought would be a really exciting thing, and it turned out to be probably the hardest thing I ever did in 8 years as a county commissioner. And I had Dan right there beside me and our former county attorney Roy Andrews, and we had to search nationally. And I can tell you, thank you. I know I've said it to you many times privately, but thank you publicly on behalf of everyone in our district, your employees, our citizens, the other elected officials. You'll have no idea how hard it is to find a medical examiner, especially when we didn't have the facilities that she needed. And so before she ever took the job, she came down here, she toured it, and she told us she needed a new medical facility.
And pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed to get this done, as Ginger Bowden-Madden said.
I can tell you that I don't know that I know a woman who has worked harder the last 3 or 4 years to make this happen. She didn't stop, and she wasn't shy about it. She was very vocal and very forward. And I want to congratulate you, Doctor, for your efforts. I have tremendous confidence in what you're going to do to assist my office in its criminal investigations.
And, you know, she hinted at it, okay? She hinted at, I mean, not Ginger did, but Deanna hinted at the, you know, troubles and the false allegations. Because you remember what happened is when years had gone by and nothing had been done about creating this new facility that she was promised when she got hired, and she took her people to the Board of County Commissioners in Escambia County and told them, what for? You know, do it. It's terrible. Do it. Many of whom would never even come and visit the facility. It's amazing. And because, you know, certain people got their feathers ruffled over that. You then had, about 6 months later, you had the allegations by the funeral directors about the mishandling of bodies and everything else. Stuff that, you know, came about as that meeting with Steve Barry and a couple of funeral directors that he was close to and the, you know, at Smokies. And then they produced those letters that then got publicized by Jeff Bergosh that then led to basically national scandal for Deanna Oleski and totally ruined her reputation. And then subsequently, she was exonerated for that the investigation showed no evidence for, that they had counter evidence to prove that they were false to the degree they could. And one of the funeral directors actually recanted testimony on, you know, apologized for it basically on this show. And now she's suing those funeral directors for defamation, naming Stephen Barry as a co-conspirator and all of that. So, you know, had to deal with some stuff. You know, calling him a co-conspirator, not naming him in the lawsuit. Not yet. Anyway, so it's been rough. Stuff that she shouldn't have had to deal with, that her office should not have had to deal with. That's why when Dan Shebler, who's the operations director, made this comment as they were in transition and, you know, Senator Doug Broxson had not arrived yet. And so they're kind of vamping a little bit. And, you know, Sheriff Johnson said, Dan, you have anything?
How are we looking, Dan?
I think because we have an opportunity.
Oh, here we go.
I would invite Commissioner Parker, who's the chairman of the Santa Rosa County Commission.
Most of whom were there.
Up.
There he is. Yep.
Commissioner Kohler, I think, is the Escambia County Commissioner that's present, and then we'll work our way across.
So Stephen Berry did not go. Luma May did not go. Jeff Bergosh did not go. Ashley was not there. I don't know that Ashley got invited because she's so new in the office. She might not have been on the invite list. Even Stephen Stroberger, who has you know, commissioner-like basically, although not entirely. I guess he's still got to face ghost candidates or whatever. But, you know, Kohler and Stroberger did go. But he's the one who showed up. By the way, David Haru from Public Information, Eric Gilmore from the Director of Public Safety, they were there. But the commissioners, all the other commissioners from all the other counties, I think all of them, maybe one or two were missing. I know James Calkins wasn't there. But for Escambia County not to show up, except for, again, Mike and Steven, you voted for it. Why wouldn't you celebrate this thing? Why wouldn't you be there at this event for the groundbreaking? Well, because you find yourself at odds with her all the time, or have find yourself at odds with her all the time, to the point where they were talking about getting rid of her. Like, are you kidding me? Have you not gotten rid of enough? I mean, Janice Gilley, you know, super capable person, and you find yourself at odds with her and got rid of her. Pam Childers, you wish you could get rid of her. Find yourself at odds with her. Ramey Edler did get rid of her. And then, you know, she was whistleblower of the year. I mean, it's like this pattern, right? It's a weird pattern. But to end on a good note, a note worth ending on, it was the last public event for State Senator Doug Broxson, which surprised me. I didn't realize that was the case. But we talked with him, or I talked with him right after, because I thought that was, you know, it's good to get the last interview, so to speak, as him in office.
All right, so here with State Senator Doug Broxson on what I think, if I remember you correctly, said this is your last official public appearance?
It is. It is. I'm having a little surgery next week, so okay. That will take me through my term, which is November the 5th.
Wow.
And it's been great.
Oh, term is Election Day?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
12 that night.
Okay. And how do you feel? I mean, it's got to be weird for the first time to not have anything on your schedule.
Well, there's a few things, but it's been great. I mean, the idea of a common citizen, which I consider myself serving and being part of a moving community, has been phenomenal. And then to able to leverage that relationship that we have here into Tallahassee culture was even more rewarding. So We're going to be in good shape. You know, whoever takes my place will do fine. But it's been great. It was good to be the appropriations chair.
Yeah. And good for us too.
And it very gratifying. As John Daly said one time about his son when he hired him, he said, "What kind of father would I be if I didn't take care of my son?" Mm. Right.
Yeah. So thinking about that for a second, you know, obviously you've had quite a long career, but what are you going to do now? Doers are never happy not doing anything, and you're a doer. So what are you planning next?
Well, you know, I have several businesses that I run, mm-hmm. and the beauty of the legislature is that our forefathers said it was a part-time job, mm-hmm. and they gave us a very part-time income.
Extremely part-time income.
And so I've been involved with my business, and I'll just go back and spend more time doing it and probably do a few other things. I'm talking to the governor's office about helping on some of the BP money that's in Restore that's beginning to go to Texas, who had zero damage,
yeah,
and make sure that the state with the most coastline has the best applications.
And how is Mrs. Broxson handling this change in status?
Well, when I go home and I'm there for a couple hours, she always asks me the same question. Don't you have some place you need to be? I've got things to do.
Senator Broxson, thank you for all your years of service, and thanks for the time. You've always been available, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
And by the way, his wife was like 5 feet away, you know, and she was chuckling. She was laughing at that moment. So on behalf of the community in Northwest Florida and the Panhandle, I want to thank Doug Broxson for all of his work over all these years. He's been such a really good public servant. And, I mean, this facility wouldn't have happened without him. And Alex Andrade did great work on this. And, you know, one other person who doesn't get very much credit in all of this, unfortunately, Robert Bender, former commissioner, now supervisor of elections, Robert Bender, was crucial in brokering the deal and persuading the Escambia County commissioners out of their petty opposition to this, to do the right thing. And they did eventually vote unanimously to support it. So, you know, I want to give him some credit as well, because he really does deserve it, in addition to all the other people who do. 7:25 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. But if you're on I-10 eastbound, we're starting to see the backups again through that construction zone. It's about a 10-15 minute delay as of right now. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Dear American Christian, be sure to get out and vote. Did you know that in America there are approximately 90 million people who identify themselves as Christians? Yet in a recent election, 54 million of them did not vote. Romans 13 explains our obligation to government is to submit to our civil authority. And in America, we get to vote for who we're willing to submit to. What a privilege and what a stewardship. Romans 13 also explains the purpose of government, which is to protect those who do good, but also to punish those who do evil. Some political candidates have these erroneously reversed. So go vote for those candidates who you believe will protect the unborn and innocent among us. Vote for those candidates who will punish lawbreakers and therefore protect us all. I'm James Johnson with Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, and I approve this message.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm a New York City girl. It's a little too quiet around here for me.
Good morning, 7:28 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll have a chance to talk to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for Pensacola Police Department. We have good news for the police department today and yesterday, and going forward to tonight's city council meeting also. Before we get to that, we've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, an Arizona man has been arrested for allegedly shooting at a Kamala Harris campaign office multiple times. Police in, this was in Tempe, Arizona, arrested Jeffrey Michael Kelly on Tuesday. The FBI says they found 120 guns in his home, 250,000 rounds of ammunition, body armor, and a grenade launcher. I'm not sure how you'd get a grenade launcher. Though I guess the launcher's not the dangerous part. The United States Postal
Service... You can load it with a potato, you know? It's a bad deal.
That's true, yeah. The potato launcher. The United States Postal Service says delivery of mail-in ballots is going well so far. 99.9% have been delivered within 7 days, 99.7% delivered within 3 days. And four astronauts are now on their way back to Earth. After undocking from the International Space Station, three Americans and one Russian are scheduled to return over 2 weeks ago. They had to wait out some weather delays from Hurricane Milton.
Yeah, you mentioned about the guy having the hundreds of guns and the 250,000 rounds of ammunition. And I just think, you know, look, if you've ever known gun people,
That's not a lot.
Well, it is, but
not
it's also
for gun people.
Yeah, but you know, it's like by the time you've got 10,000 rounds, what's another 100 to 200,000 more? You know, by the time you got 50 guns, what's another 50 guns? You know, that's kind of the way they think about it. And, you know, it's such an addiction and such a thing. Like, I just can't stop buying them. It's like people with guitars. You know, nobody has three guitars. People have one guitar or 150 guitars.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris says voters should pay attention to former Trump administration officials like Chief of Staff John Kelly calling Trump dangerous.
And frankly, I think of it as he's just putting out a 911 call to the American people. Understand what could happen if Donald Trump were back in the White House.
She says on CNN she agrees Trump is fascist. Republican National Committee Chair Laura Trump on Fox.
This is a way, if you're Kamala Harris, to tell the American people that your campaign is failing without telling the American people your campaign is failing.
Trump campaigns in Arizona and Nevada today. Harris with former President Obama in Georgia. The head of the Los Angeles Times editorial board resigns over the paper's owner blocking plans to endorse Vice President Harris. The LA Times endorsed her in her races for California Attorney General and U.S. Senate and endorsed every Democratic presidential nominee since 2008. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 68 degrees. We've got a beautiful sunny morning here in Pensacola. And yesterday it was an overwhelming show of support. That's the takeaway from Dr. Deanna Oleski at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new Domes facility in Santa Rosa County.
It was, I almost cried.
Oleski said it felt good. So many people from so many different law enforcement and government agencies were in attendance. Oleski said it was the first time a medical examiner's office has been funded by multiple counties in the state of Florida, the cost being split between Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. It took about 5 years to get the new facility built. There was initially a lot of contention with the Escambia Board of Commissioners over moving the facility into Santa Rosa County. Construction could begin as soon as next year. Bond has been denied for the Gulf Breeze doctor accused in an alleged pill mill case. The Santa Rosa County judge ordering Dr. Elaine Sharp to be held without bond during a hearing yesterday. The judge said that there were no conditions that Sharp could be released, which would guarantee the safety of the community. The doctor is facing more than 50 charges, including two counts of murder. Investigators say Sharp prescribed more than 400,000 oxycodone pills over 3.5 years, which led to multiple overdose deaths. UWF is doing just fine. That from President Dr. Martha Saunders, who gave the State of the University address yesterday morning. She started by reviewing their mission statement.
UWF research and community partnerships advance the body of knowledge and enhance the prosperity of the region and the state. This year, as in the past, we have been true to our mission in a lot of meaningful ways. Our efforts have paid off in national recognitions, rankings, metrics, and gifts.
Saunders went on to tout several national accolades, including being named as a top school in the Best for Vets list, being named as a top 10 regional university by U.S. News and World Report, making the Great Schools to Work For list, and several other honors. She said enrollment has also gone up over the past 4 years, up 11%, with about 15,000 students enrolled this year. Saunders presented that address yesterday right here, live on News Radio 92.3. Well, the Pensacola Police Department now has a proper vehicle for their SWAT team. Getting rid of the plumber's van, they've received their Bearcat that was ordered more than a year ago. It was unveiled at the mayor's press conference yesterday.
As you can see here in the city of Pensacola, public safety is a priority. Making sure our community is safe, making sure our officers have the tools they need every day to keep us and make us the fourth safest city in America.
And that is PPD Chief Eric Randall. He said it's a police vehicle, but it's also a community vehicle. Randall praised Mayor D.C. Reeves and his administration for working to obtain that Bearcat for the SWAT team. And earlier in the day, Mayor Reeves had said the old plumber's van was an embarrassment, and the reveal yesterday had been a year and a half in the making. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got our traffic on the fives with John.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but I am seeing some slowdowns if you're on I-10 eastbound from the Pine Forest exit all the way through the construction zone on Highway 29. We're seeing some major congestion slowdowns. Also, Highway 29 and 9 Mile at that intersection, you're seeing some major delays. Also seeing another one on 98. If you're heading westbound on 98 toward the Garcelon Point Bridge, through that construction zone there, you'll see some issues. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Another sunny and dry day on tap as high pressure continues to dominate our forecast. Temperatures will start out in the lower 60s this morning, heading into the afternoon, climbing right back into the middle and upper 80s. Going into tonight, temperatures drop back down into the lower 60s, making way for middle 80s once again for the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Marian Caldwell. We are WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marian. And right now, a beautiful morning here in Pensacola, 65 degrees and sunny in Pensacola, 62 at Gulf Breeze. 60 in Milton. Our next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. British Bank Barclays saw shares rise 3.5% after it reported $2 billion worth of net profit attributable to shareholders for the third quarter, beating expectations. The result is also 23% higher than the same period in 2023. IBM shares moved 3% lower after the hardware, software, and consulting provider fell short of Wall Street's revenue expectations for the third quarter. IBM's overall revenue increased 1.5% year over year, and it had a net loss of $330 million. The Department of Justice has warned the pro-Trump super PAC founded by Elon Musk that its 1 million per day voter sweepstakes may violate federal election laws. Federal law bars paying people to vote or to register to vote. Futures are mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 409, the NASDAQ down 296, the S&P 500 down 53. Once again, futures are mixed. That's your money now.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
This vehicle is made to rescue people. It gives us the platform and the ability to be able to do that safely, much more quickly than we could before. And there is no more pit of the stomach feeling than to send your team into a situation with the amount of danger that they're facing and know that they are putting their lives on the line.
That is Kevin Christman, who is, I believe, now the deputy chief, or I always forget which exact title, and he used to be the SWAT team commander. I've known him for quite some time, and that was at the unveiling of the Bearcat yesterday. Finally! Finally! Finally. Joining us now, we have Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back. Sir, do you second my finally?
Yeah, you know, good things come to those who wait, and to answer your question about Kevin, it's all the above. He was the SWAT commander. He is now the deputy chief. And we've been waiting on this for a long time, not only Deputy Chief Christman, but all the SWAT commanders before him. This is something that we've needed. You know, this is a can that's been kicked down the road for 12 or 13 years. And thankfully, when Mayor Reeves got in office, he came and he looked at our situation and he saw that plumber's van. And he didn't hem-haw around and say, this is something that maybe we can form a committee to look into, or this is something that maybe we can get done in the future. He did not hesitate. He said, this problem will be fixed. And lo and behold, it was yesterday.
Yeah, no, it really is a great day. And, you know, it has been a long time in the making. And, I want to take just a second because we have not ever talked about this before for reasons that I think will become obvious in just a second. But I have, you know, I don't know that I coined the phrase the plumber's van, but this is the same thing we all think when we see it. It looks like an old plumber's van that's about ready to fall apart, that's like on its third plumbing company, and PPD got the luck of the draw, right, the short straw or whatever you want to think of it. But it wasn't just that it was cosmetically unimpressive. That doesn't really matter all that much. The real issue is that this van was not safe for the SWAT people to be in when they were responding, right?
Yeah, the van is perfect for a work van, a civilian contractor's van. It's perfect for that, but it's nowhere close to being perfect for what we were using it for, which was, you know, you got to remember when you call the SWAT team in, it doesn't get any worse than that. The potential situation doesn't get any worse for that. This is something that could erupt into gunfire. This is where a rescue needs to be done while gunfire is in progress, and it just simply would not work. It was going to put everyone in danger, and now that problem has been solved.
And, you know, I had known this for a while, but a lot of times there are things I don't say on the air because it would interfere with the mission or it would put officers in danger. And I do want to talk about this now because I don't think people realize that the SWAT, the plumber's van, and I guess it wasn't really actually from a former plumber, you know, but when in order to make it secure on the inside, there were these metal plates that were hung in certain parts of the van, but they were only on some parts of the van. And when the SWAT team was responding, they had to basically decide how to park the van and where to put their backs in order to be protected somewhat from somebody with a high-powered rifle who, if they happened to know the vulnerabilities of the van, would be able to take advantage of that. I don't even know that there were portholes for the guns. I don't think there were. But, like, that stuff we didn't publicize, but I mean, when we say not safe, I'm not saying you can't drive the thing. I'm saying genuinely not safe as a response and protect vehicle for the SWAT team in the sense that the Bearcat will be, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you look at the old TV shows, and we talk about how they're wrong a lot, but yeah, sometimes they're right. If you remember the old show SWAT from the 70s, they were responding in a bread truck.
Right.
And back in the 70s, you know, officers were being met with gunfire from maybe a snub-nosed 38 or a shotgun. And now, fast forward to 2024, we're being met with gunfire from military weapons, from assault weapons with scopes. And we've got to be able to protect ourselves, the officers and the citizens that we serve, from incidents like that.
And you know, we talk about the SWAT team responding, but one of the things that has become obvious from some recent incidents is that, you know, these military-like vehicles serve a tremendous value in protecting downed officers, because you can basically, if you get to a scene and there's an officer that's laying on the lawn, you can park in front of the officer and protect him and let EMS or other officers get in there and get him out of there, right?
Yeah, that's one of the rescue operations or missions that this vehicle is fully capable of performing.
Yeah, so this is a very good day for safety and public response. And let's not undervalue the importance of, you know, the psychological effect of pulling up with that thing and a bad guy looks out and says, okay, here you go. I mean, that's, you know, SWAT is a lot of negotiation and patience, and, you know, showing a robust presence can have a deterrent or, you know, surrender effect too. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the PPD. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Early voting for the November 5th general election is happening now through November 2nd, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. For early voting locations, visit votesantarosa.gov. Just seeing some backups right now on I-10 eastbound, backed up way past Pine Forest. So expect about a 15 to 20 minute delay is what I'm estimating right now. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Right, thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for PPD. Speaking of the Bearcat, you have another item on the agenda tonight for the Pensacola City Council, a new mobile command center for about $840,000, right?
Yeah, you know, the one we have now is very outdated. It is 17 years old, and it's simply not able to perform the task that we needed to perform anymore. So that, too, hopefully we're going to be able to get updated very soon.
Very good. We like that. Oh, by the way, somebody texted me and says, asked, can they buy the plumber's van? Can they buy the old SWAT semi-tactical unit?
Yeah, you know, that vehicle will probably be put up for auction soon. I'm guessing that's what we would do with it. Because it does belong to the city, so it'll be auctioned off. And you know, if you look at it, it's gonna serve somebody very well for a workman.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I wanted to ask you a little bit. We have more information about this man who was arrested for the many church burglaries in connection with that. And we talked about this last week. The subsequent information that has come forth from this investigation is, let's just say amazing. Tell me some of the things that we have learned in the week since we had the first arrest announcement.
Well, we were able to serve a search warrant basically on his phone and find additional evidence to make sure we had the right guy. And there's no doubt it was, you know, he was doing searches before and during and after these burglaries on things like how to cut a mask out of a shirt. Where do churches keep money? Do churches have safes? What events raise money in Pensacola, Florida, fundraising, Pensacola Ice flyers, and ways to make WIC money illegal. I'm not sure what that means, but
women, infants, and children. WIC money is like food stamps.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the make it illegal part.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking on that, but
okay.
Definitely he was looking for ways and places to take money.
I personally love the one, how do I make a mask out of a t-shirt? For a criminal to be looking, alleged criminal, to be looking stuff up online is sort of inherently funny. But that one is so, just super,
yeah.
You know. How do I turn underwear into a hair ponytail holder? You know, like, it's just so dumb.
Well, you can find out just about anything you want to know on the internet.
I guess you can.
Whether it works or not, I don't know. Just like he was typing in, how do I get away with church burglaries, about the time we walked up on him. So Yeah, that didn't work out too well.
How do I hide in a closet while the police are searching my laptop? You know, all the things it could have been. All right, yeah. We always like to end on a cop myth or a did you know. I have one for you this week, and it comes to mind only because we were talking about the old SWAT vehicle and the new Bearcat and why that's so important. But, you know, if you watch TV and movies and they have a gun battle, you see people constantly hiding behind the door of a car or hiding sideways behind the body of the car or maybe behind a tire or something like that. Car's not going to protect you from a rifle round, right? Or many even handgun rounds,
no,
right?
No, that, unless you've got the engine block between you and the person who's firing the shots, it's pretty much useless.
Right. So, and so when I see, you know, like police officers, I just see so many, I see things, I'm like, they're smarter than that. they know that it's pretty much the engine block, and otherwise you might as well be standing out in the open, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you see that a lot in the movies where cars are getting shot up and the person inside is just fine, and yeah, it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, with the old van, we never had to find out.
Thank God. Genuinely, thank God we never had to find out. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing what you do. And, of course, anytime you get, please communicate to your officers how much I appreciate everything that they do.
I'll do it. Thank you.
751 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about a new career or just a new degree or a first degree or a, you know, personal enrichment kind of course where you want to get some information or learn something about, I don't know, astronomy or physics or, you know, history or the arts, or you need a place to play tennis or play disc golf, Pensacola State College has all kinds of resources for all kinds of things. And, you know, I know for me personally, like our family, the way we've really benefited from PSC is through dual enrollment, where my kids, through, you know, no cost because they were high school students, homeschooled, taking college courses and getting college credit and working with teachers who were, you know, really interested in teaching instead of being like researchers who also teach, you know, sometimes that can be an issue at university, a very customer service oriented place, but they went to PSC. You know, I realized yesterday that I'm a Argo dad now, and I was a pirate dad before, and I just had never dawned on me, but I'm a pirate dad. Like, all three of my kids, two of them went, got a year and a half worth of credit at PSC before going on to UWF, and that was a really great deal, especially for homeschoolers who hadn't had much experience in the classroom. So they've got campuses all over the area. Pensacola State is a fantastic resource for you. Check them out.
Hi everybody, this is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow, today.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and agent fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
I'm Don Gates,
and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, we started up on his six when he pulled through the clouds, and then I moved in above him.
Well, if you were directly above him, how could you see him?
Because I was inverted.
Good morning, 7:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but I'm seeing a minor delay on I-10 eastbound as you approach the construction zone around Highway 29. Also, if you're going from East Milton into downtown Milton, you're going to see maybe a 5-10 minute delay right out there around the bridge area, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A bottled water company in Las Vegas is being ordered to pay over $5 billion in connection with an outbreak of liver failure in Nevada. A jury reached a verdict against Real Water Wednesday following a 12-day trial. That money going to 15 plaintiffs. Former President Trump gearing up for some campaign events out west today. He'll be holding a rally in Arizona. Then he'll head to Nevada, a key swing state for the election. And the Boeing Machinists Union has rejected a new labor deal. This comes after a 64% vote against the new deal, which would have included a 35% wage increase.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. The city of Milton has had its full audit finalized and the exit interview and the full published version. I've read some of it. I have not read all of it. It looked pretty boring to me, most of it. And the city put out a press release that it is pleased to report no instances of fraud, waste, abuse, or illegal activity were identified. You basically had some... It's the Pitchfork Posse folks. They were upset about the wastewater treatment plant, and they were doing anything they could to interfere. So they pitched a fit, pitchforked a fit, say that carefully, with State Senator Doug Broxson, and he finally relented and gave him an audit, which wrapped up quickly and showed no substantial problems, lots of tweaks, a lot of little tweaks. The irony here, the funny thing about this to me is if you do read it, and the finding 10, I think there were 12 altogether, 11, 10, anyway, finding number 10. Public records, electronic communications, and it goes on to talk about, you know, that the city does have a bunch of cell phones, 129 active cell phones, but a city records discloses that the city has not established procedures to provide for the collection and retention of public records from city-owned cell phones, which, by the way, Escambia County does that for their public phones, the ones that are owned by the county. Not for the private phones, which I think is a problem. Then it goes through what the city has done. It talks about the lawsuit to compel Heather Lindsay, the mayor, to provide public records that have been requested of her, and she has not yet. And there's a lawsuit, which is kind of amazing. But then it goes on and says, while city policy requires city officials and employees electing to conduct city business using personal computers, communications device, or email accounts to retain and provide access to city-related public records, the city has no means to verify that all such records are maintained in accordance with state law. Absent effective public record retention policies and procedures and adequate controls to ensure compliance with record retention laws, the city has limited assurance that city officials and personnel consistently and appropriately maintain public records laws and what they maintain public records. And the conclusion here was either prohibit them using private email and cell phones or put in place a system to gather that information automatically so that it's not just up to whether they decide to do it, or in the case of Mike Cusack, to delete his emails and not provide them and get an ethics charge over it. I think that's the way it should be. It should be automatic collection of the stuff on your private devices. 92.3, 92.